We begin the current daf, Mesech this might cut and daf tezvav. We begin on the bottom of Yudama Beis, two lines up in the bottom of the Amud. But the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, which we were comparing different halachas that apply to a mourner, that apply to someone that has tzaras, someone that has a neder, regarding as they're related to the halacha. The Mishnah, then we bring up other different halachas to see how that compares each one of these categories. So the Gemara says like this, Avul Aser B'Tespiris, a mourner is forbidden to cut his hair. How do we know this? From the fact that Hashem told to the sons of Aaron, as it says, "Meyikra rishechem al tifra'u," don't let your hair grow long. Now, this pasuk was by the death of Nadav Avihu. From the fact that the pasuk had to permit them to not let their hair grow long, machlal, the inference is, the kuliyama, that everyone else, that are mourners, which are what they were on that day, is going to be usher forbidden to go ahead and not let their hair grow long. Meaning they have to let it grow long. Here they weren't allowed to, but in general they have to let it grow long, which is that it's forbidden for them to cut their hair. Now, continuing the top of Tezvav Manalv, as we said that we're going to compare other categories to the other ones. So as the Gemara continues the top of Tezvav Manalv, Menudim Mitzirah. Now, regarding someone who's in the state of Nidui, someone has Tziras, Mahing Betespires. What is their halacha regarding getting a haircut? Which Rashi points out, it's only because the reason why we're asking them together, although they're essentially two different categories, is because we're going to resolve them both in the same braisa. And as Rashi points out, although the pasuk says clearly that by the mitzvah v'rishiyi perua that he should grow his hair long, so what's the question if he could cut his hair or not? So in that, actually, the Gemara tells us later on daf tezvav on the same daf that perua is actually expounded for something else. So there was not a proof that they have to let their hair grow long, they cannot cut their hair. So what's the halacha regarding someone that's in Nidui and Tziras? So it's Gemara Tashma, it's Vingaraya from the Braisa. The Braisa says clearly, Menudun Mitzaron, someone who's in a state of Nidui, someone that's Tziras, Asurun L'Sab L'Chabas, they're not allowed to get their hair cut, they're not allowed to go ahead and do laundry. So we see clearly that they're also forbidden, like a mourner, to go ahead and get their hair cut. Okay, Menudun Shemes, another halacha, and then they will compare it to the other context too. Someone who was in the state of Nidui, he was in excommunication because he didn't listen to the court's judgment, and Shemesini pass away. So Allah is bezn sikkun lesarayna. So the, and this is a continuation of the Braisa, which we're discussing, of Menudim Mitzara. So the Tanna Kamma says that bezn sikkun lesarayna, the courts, they stone his coffin as a sign of, because he was in a state of Nidui. Rebidoim says, Leisha imidu lov galavon kagalish alocha. It's not that they're going to go ahead and put it on a pile of stones, like the pile of Achim, which the Pasuk says in Yeshua, the Yekimel of Galavon Gadol, they put a huge pile of stones, Ella, in which Achim had committed that sin, Ella bezn shalchin amanichin evin gedoy laloreinu. Rather is, the court just goes and place a large stone on his coffin, Lamedcha, come to teach you, Shekola mesnader, whoever was excommunicated, Meis ben Nidui, and he dies in this state of excommunication, bezn shalchin amanichin, they stone his coffin, again, either by put, like the Tanakama says, which really qualifies as, not like a whole pile of stones, just one stone. Which there is such a custom to put on a person's grave, a stone. Now, another halacha. Aval chayev batif esareish. A mourner is obligated to cloak his head, to cover himself, from the fact that Hashem said to Yechezkel, who was a mourner then, many things the pasuk says, that Yechezkel was supposed to be different, should not mourn, as a sign, as a symbolic sign, that don't go ahead and cloak yourself till your lips. Obviously, the inference is that all other mourners have that obligation of cloaking themselves. So as we said, okay, what's with other related halachas? Menuda, someone who is excommunicated. What is his halacha? Does he also have to cloak himself, cover his over his head till his lips? So Mavisa says, Tashamal, it's being a raya, which this is in Masechtas Tainis, after that the Jewish people fasted already the 13 public fasts, and they still weren't answered. So that's the end of the fast. But vehein b'veve tamid chachamim misatvim, they cloak themselves v'yeshin, they sit kimenudin as if they're excommunicated v'kaveilim, like mourners. Atshirach malem neshamim, until they have mercy from Shemaim. So the tamid chachamim, they continue to be in the state of affliction so that the rain should come. But one thing we see that we say that they were misatvim like menudin. So you see that those who are in nidui do cloak themselves. Which Shlomo Abayi says no, it's not a proof. Dema menudah l'shamayim. Maybe because they're excommunicated not from people here in the world, but from Shemaim. And from Shemaim, the rain's not coming down. Maybe that's Shani. Maybe that's different. The Chama, it's more severe. And therefore, yeah, that type of a Nidur from Shemaim, where Shemaim is excommunicating us from not having rain, so then you have to cover your head. But others that are a Nidui from punishment here in these the courts here on earth, maybe they wouldn't have to go ahead and cloak their head and therefore wouldn't be approved. Next category, mitzayra. Ma batifas reish. What's his halacha? Does he have to do atifas reish to cover his head? Says Gemara Tashmat Zbiga Raya. The pasuk says in the Yikram, the one who has tzaras and negas, a certain halacha has to tear his garments, has to let his hair grow long, and it says vasafa miyata. That sounds like that they should cover their head till the lips. Mechalat shechay batifas reish sounds like that the mitzayra is obligated in cloaking his head. Shema mino, that obviously he is like the oval in that regard, that he has to go ahead and cover his head to his lips. Another halacha, and we'll see how it compares to the other categories. Avil asul anich tefillin. A mourner is forbidden to put on tefillin. Medikam le'rachman le'cheskel, in fact, that Hashem said de'cheskel. Pe'ercha, your splendor, which refers to the tefillin, chavish alecha, should be girdled on you, you should be wearing it. Machlav, the kulam asul, the inference is on you, but everyone else, all other mourners are forbidden. Now, menudu ma'ba tefillin, what's halacha, someone who is in nidui? Does he wear tefillin? And again, because there are similar types of things which people are in a state of scorn, mourner, excommunicated, mitzayra. So what's halacha? Does a menudah wear tefillin? So we're going to take a look, and it's not clear what the halacha would be. Mitzayra about tefillin. What's halacha of someone that's tzaras to wear tefillin? Says we're going to being a raya. We brought this brayis on the previous daf. We said vatzaruah when it talks about the mitzayra. That word vatzaruah is extra because it says that it has a nega. So what's vatzaruah coming to say? So the rabbi's kohen gadol. That's coming to include that even the kohen gadol has a halacha of tzaras. Then the pasuk continues. What's the halacha? Begodav yipurumim. What does that mean? His garment should be perumim. It means shiyum ekurum, they should be torn. Then the pasuk continues, v'roishu yi perua, and his head should be perua, uncovered. What does that mean? And perua legidul sar, which means say that he should let his hair grow long, which we said he does not cut his hair. That's the Reb Elazar. Kivayim, he says differently. He says, nemer havaya b'roish. When it talks about the head, it says yiyah perua. The word havaya, it says by the hair, by the head. And when it talks about the halacha right before that, when it talks about his garments being torn, it also says begodav yiyu ferumim. So it's comparing mahavaya mor bebeged, just like the state that it's discussing regarding the garment. What's a garment? Is davar shechutz megufa, is something that's beyond his body, something extrinsic to his body. Af havaya b'roish, shodim, when it's talking about roish yiyu perua, which that sounds like it should be exposed, like it says in the pasuk of Mamidba Ufara Esereisha Isha, which means that you have to uncover the head of the woman and show her here. So here also this, that we're exposing, that uncovering, taking something off, is Dava Shechutz Megufa, something that's beyond the body. So it's not going on the hair, which is part of the body. So my love, isn't it what he means to say, Rabbi Kiva, that the head should be uncovered, something that's extrinsic to the body, is that tefillin, because you're taking off the tefillin, and that's what you're not wearing. So you see the mitzvah doesn't wear tefillin. Amar Papa, he says, no, it's not a proof that what it means to say is that the head should be uncovered, yeah, something extrinsic, but not the tefillin. It's going on kumta besudra, the person should not be wearing any hats, any head kerchiefs, but tefillin you would wear. So there is not a riot regarding tefillin. Another halacha, aval asr b'sh'ila shalom. A mourner is forbidden to greet people. The kamal rachman yicheskel, like the Hashem said to yicheskel, he'onik, grieve, dime, be silent. In other words, with this, you should have the custom of mourners, that you should be silent and not greet people. Now, however, menudim ha'b'sh'ila shalom, someone who nidui, what's halacha, could he greet people? So Rav Yisrael says, Tashmat's being arrived from Mishnah Masechtas Tainis, which it's over there regarding the context of the public fast, which they sit and they are like mourners and like those who are excommunicated. And it says that they diminish ubashila sholem shebein odom lachaberi. They also diminish greeting, interpersonal greetings. Kibene odom hanezufa lamakam, like people that are scorned to Hashem, which is a terminology of nidui. So you see, someone in nidui does not greet people. Labai says, no, Dilma Menudu L'Shemayim Shani, maybe excommunicated from Hashem, but he's not giving rain, that's different, the Chometz is more severe. But maybe a regular Nidu would greet people, so it's not a Raya. Says Gemara, Mitzayri Ma'a B'Shil Hashem, what's Halacha, someone that's Tzaras, does he greet people? Tashma, says Gemara, let's bring a Raya, the Pas says in Vayikra, it says, V'Asafim Yata, it's talking about the Mitzayri over there, and it's saying that on his lips should be cloaked, now it's talking about the lips, sounds like that his lips should be closed one with the other. As Tay says, although before we mentioned regarding Tifas Araish, maybe both of them could say Safam, not Safa, so, but it sounds like the lips are closed, which is Sheiv Seifsev Midduvaka Zubazu, that the lips should be connected one to the other, which means to say, what does it mean the lips should be touching each other? Shehe Kimanuda Uka Aval, that it should be like someone who's excommunicating like a mourner, and that is Vasa B'Shila Shalom, and that he's forbidden to greet people. So Shemamino, you see clearly that the Pasuk is telling you, from as the Bryce interprets it, that a Mitzayra does not greet people. But then the Gemara says, wait, v'nifshem enel benuda. So why didn't you resolve also the previous question we had, which we said we don't have an answer for, it was inconclusive, but why didn't you say the Brice is comparing the mitzayra, that his lips should be closed like a menuda and like an oval, that you're forbidden to greet. So you see a menuda, someone in nidu is forbidden to greet people. He says, no, because mikatoni sha'asr, did we say in the Brice that the mitzayra is forbidden like a menuda, who's also forbidden to greet people? No. It just said she hate kimunu ka'aval, that he should be like someone that is community and like a mourner. That was taught regarding other things like this, for example, doing laundry. But then it was saying, and additionally, for us and Sham, there's also forbidden to greet people, but that might be only distinct for Mitzayra, but not for that of Nidr. So therefore it wasn't a raya from that Braisa. Another Allah. Aval Asa, a mourner is forbidden to learn Tyra. How do we know? From the fact that Hashem said to Yecheskel, doim, be silent, which means silent, don't learn, don't say anything, even including the words of Torah. Now, however, what's halacha? Someone who's excommunicated, could he learn Torah? Some of you, says, Tashma, it's bigger raya. The Brice says, menuda, someone who's a nidui, shayna v'shayna loy. He could teach others, and others could teach him Torah. Nisker, he could be hired out. The Nisker online, they could be hired out for him to do work. Muhrim, someone who is in the state of cherim, which is actually 30 days after the Nidui. Or, as the Merav Raunschberg brings down, after 60 days, where there's second series of 30 days, but be that as it may, it's a more severe type of Nidui. Him is more severe. Loi Shayna B'Loi Shayna Loi. He cannot teach. We cannot teach him Torah. Loi Niska B'Loi Niska An Loi. We can't hire him. He can't hire us. Avol Shayna Hula Asma. But he could learn by himself. Shalei Avasik Asli Mudi, that he should not stop his learning. And we also make from a small store so that he can provide for himself what he needs. Which Rav explains, it's to permit Zavuni Maya to sell water in the marketplace of that place. But one thing is that we see that it's permitted for a menuda to learn Torah. Says Gemara Mitzrayim Abedivitay. What's halacha with someone who is saras to learn Torah? So Gemara says Tashma Atzmiya Raya. The pasuk says in the Devarim, "Vaydatam levenecha, belevenei venecha, you should let it be known to your sons and to your sons' sons." Yema Shemat levenei Hashem Akecha b'chayv, the day that you stood in front of Hashem your God by Chayiv, which is one of the names of Har Sinai. You should remember Maimon Har Sinai. Now we're comparing, you're talking about teaching your sons Torah, learning Torah, comparing it to what was by Har Sinai. Malahal, just like over there by Sinai, be'em of a year was with fear and with trepidation, but yes, with trembling and with sweat. So also over here should be be'em of a year, but yes, when you're learning Torah, when you're teaching your sons and your grandsons. Now, Mekanum, from here they said, hazavin, so someone has a zav discharge of a mitzidon, who has saras, ubalanidas, who cohabited with anida. So although they're tamei, but mutarin likris b'tayra, they're permitted to learn Tyro, v'nevim, and v'nevim uksuvim, v'lishanis b'medrash, to learn medrash b'shas and gemara about lochas, about godless halochas, and agadic teachings, because they could have ema yirid esavizeh, they just tell me. But b'alei kerayin asur, someone who has a seminal discharge is forbidden, because that comes from a certain lightheadedness. So, but one thing is, shema minu, we can infer from this, that a mitzayra is permitted to learn Tyro. Another halacha, aval asa b'techvaisis, a mourner is forbidden to do laundry. This is like it says the passing in Shmuel Beis. It says, v'yishlach yoyev tekaya, yoyev sent to tekaya, v'yikach misham isha chacham, he took from there a smart, a wise, sagacious woman, v'yimelau, and he said to her, he's ablino, mourn now, v'liv shino b'de'evil, and wear now the garments of mourning, which, what does it mean, mourning garments, means it's not laundered, v'atusuch yishemen, and don't anoint yourself with oil, v'ayis ke'isha zayam rab, you should be like a woman like this many days, misabelis almeis, mourning for a dead person. So you see that a mourner is forbidden to do laundry. However, menudin mitzidan, again, we compare the other context. Someone in nidu in tzeras, mahim b'tech b'yisin, could they do laundry or not? It says, Gemara Tashmat's being arrived in the following b'yisa. It says, menudin mitzidan, asurin l'sap l'chabas. It says clearly in the b'yisa that both those categories are forbidden to get haircuts and to do laundry. Shmamina, obviously, that answers the question. Another halacha, avil chay bekriya. Mourner has to tear their garments. How do we know this? The Kamalei Rachmanel b'nei Aaron, because Hashem said to the sons of Aaron, the Yikra, when their brother Nadav Avia passed away, loy tefreimu, don't tear your garments. Obviously, that all of the mourners do have an obligation to tear their garments. However, menuda ma bekriya, does someone in the state of nidui obligate in tearing his garments? So I'm going to take a look, and it's not clear. Mitzayr ma'abakri, what's the halacha? Does a mitzayr tear his garments? So it says, Gemara's Tarshma, it's being arrived from the pasuk that talks about by the mitzayr. It says, Begadab yipurumim, which we mentioned before, that means shayyim akurun, that it should be torn. Shema minah, obviously the mitzayr does tear his garments. Another halacha, avul chay bekvi samita. A mourner has to turn over the beds in the house. The Tanya by Kapara, like by Kapara taught in the Brayis, as a continue to the days, that Hashem says, the mus diyukni nasatibhem. The form of my image I placed in the human being, which is Betzelem Elokim Asa Adam, like the Pasuk of the Bereishis says, that God created man in divine image. But with their sins, I turned it over, which means to say that the person died, which is what mourning is. So cover mitas in the less, you have to turn their beds over for them, which is where the divine image is propagated, is proliferated, and therefore you turn that over, which is a diminishment in the Tzel Malikim. However, what's halacha? Does someone in Nidu Mitzara also turn over the beds? So I'm going to take a letter, it's not clear. Another halacha, Aval Asa Basis Malacha. A mourner is forbidden to do work. How do we know? The Chassid says a pasuk in Amos. Hashem says, "Va'fachti chagichem la'avol." I turn their holidays into mourning. What are you comparing the mourning to holidays? Machagas b'malacha. Just like in Yom Tov, it's forbidden to do malacha. Av'avol also b'malacha. So to a mourner is forbidden to do work. However, menudim abes is malacha. What's halacha? Someone in the state of nidui, is he forbidden to do work? So Rabbi says, "Tashmalat being a raya from the Bab following Brisa." Says Kesha'am when the sages said by a Tainas Sibur, the Gemara Tainas Tapid Gimel, when those fast already passed and they still weren't answered. So the Brisa said, the Asar Basis Malacha, so that they're forbidden to do work. So the Brisa qualifies, Lo Amr El Bayyim. This that the Nal do work, it was only during the daytime. A Balai Lamuta, but at nighttime is permitted. And said the Brisa, Vachena Tamaitse Bemenuda Ba'aval. So do you find by someone in Nidui and by mourning? My Labakulu, so isn't it comparing the Menuda to all the halachas we mentioned there in the Brisa, which is saying the Menuda is also Asar to do Malacha? Says Gemara, no, not necessarily. Asha'ara. Could be going on the other halachas it mentions over there, which, as the Gemara says over there in David Alma Beis, that it's also by a tainat tzibur, they would cloak themselves and sit like they're in the state of nidui. Could be it's going on atifas reish, or covering the head. But maybe we're going on doing work, maybe menudu could do work. Says Gemara, Tashmat's being arrived from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, menudu, someone in the state of nidui, shayna b'shayn lai, we mentioned this in Amar Alf, he could teach Torah. Others could teach him Torah. Niskrib and Niskar and Loi. He could be hired out as a worker and they could hire themselves out to him. Shmamanot. Obviously, you see from that Braisa that he's allowed to do work. Says the Gemara, Mitzar, Ma'ab, Basis, Malacha. Could a Mitzar do work? Says the Gemara, take a listen. That's not called Halacha as a Mitzar. Another Halacha. Aval Asa Berchitza. A mourner is forbidden to bathe himself. This is like says the Basis in Shmuel Beis. Says Va'at Tesuchi Shemen, as recorded this in Amman Alf, he was told that. Don't anoint yourself with. He told her, "Don't anoint yourself with oil." Now, brachitza b'chal sicha, a bathing is included in the category of anointing. Where do we find this? A pasuk in Tehillim, Perikov Tes, but tavik kamayim bekirbayim. It's like water coming into the person's body. Uzach Hashem and batzmaisim. It's like oil in their bones. Which anointing with oil is similar to bathing, and therefore, just like we see that you're not allowed to anoint, you're not allowed to bathe. However, menudim abrachitza. What's halacha? Someone in the state of nidur, are they allowed to bathe themselves? Rav Yisrael says Tashmat's being arrived from the following brayse. Brayse says kasha amru asa brachitza. When they said regarding a tain nasi but public fast, that you're not allowed to bathe yourself. La amru el kagufa. They only said the problem is the whole body. Upon them yodav raglav. But if it's just the face, the hands, and the feet, which can be permitted. And says the brayse, v'chinat emaitze b'menudu ba'avon. They say the same halachas regarding someone in the state of nidur and the state of mourning. So my lava kulu, isn't it going on all the cases which include that of bathing that a menudu would be forbidden? Says Yimaloi, not necessarily. It could be Ashar, it could be on the rest. They were saying a menuda has those halachas that we have by public fast. But maybe the halacha of Rechitza would not be the same and a menuda would be permitted. So it was inconclusive. Says Yimaloi, a Rechitza, what's halacha with a mitzayu to bathe? Says Yimaloi, take a look, it's not clear what the halacha would be. Another halacha by Oval. Oval, Asr ben Ilas Asantel, a mourner is forbidden to wear shoes. How do we know? In the fact that Hashem said to Yechezkel, "Unalecha, tostem bedag lecha," that your shoes should be placed on your feet. Machal de kuliyama asa. The inference is that all of the mourners have forbidden to wear shoes. But then the question is, "Menudim abenil zandel." What's that lacha? Someone in the state of nidui, could he wear shoes? Rabbi Yisrael says, "Tashamat." It's being derived from the brayse we mentioned before. Kusha amru asa benil zandel. When they said that you're not allowed to wear shoes by a tiny tzibur, this is the same brayse that qualifies these halachas. La amru ela beir. We only said this in the city. But if you're traveling on the roads, then what? Then you're allowed to wear shoes. Okay, said how so? Yotzla derech, when you're going onto the roads, onto the journey, so no, then you put on your shoes. Nechlesle, once you're coming to the city, then chalitz, you take off your shoes. And says the price of achenat emaita benudable oval. Here also says, and so do you find in that regarding the one in nidui and amona. My love akulu, isn't it going on all of them, including that of the prohibition of wearing shoes? You see that a menuda cannot wear shoes. Says the Gemara, no, ashar could be going on the other halachas, not for that of wearing shoes. Says Yimar, a mitzvah ma'av benil zan. What's halacha with mitzvah wearing shoes? So Yimar, take a look. It's not clear what the halacha would be. Another halacha, aval asa b'tashmash amita. A mourner is forbidden to have marital intimacy. How do we know? This is like says the pasuk in Shmuel Beis. So v'inachim David is b'asheva ishtay. That David was consoled if over his wife Bathsheba. Ve'yovelah, and he came to her after the mourning, meaning because he was mourning for one of his relatives, and then after that he came to Bat Sheva. Machlad mikar also, obviously that before that, when he was mourning, it was forbidden to have marital intimacy. So says the Gemara, menudu ma'abitash meshamita. What's the halacha about someone in the state of need to have marital intimacy? So Rav Yisi says, tashmat's being a raya. Kolos and shonim shayi soba midbar, all the years that the Jews were in the desert. Menudun hayu, they were like excommunicated to Hashem as they were in the dar hamidbar. And yet Vishem Shemita is saying, yet they had marital intimacy. Like Taisa says, obvious that they had marital intimacy because they had children. So you see that a menudu is permitted to have marital intimacy. So I'm like, Bai said to him, to Rav Yisi, says, but when, and it's not approved. But then, menudu l'shamayim shani, maybe being excommunicated to heaven is different. The kill, that's more lenient. Maybe they were allowed to have marital intimacy, but maybe regular menudu is not allowed to. Says the Gemara, kill? Abai is saying that it's more lenient? But Muhammad, you said before in a few different contexts, like by that of Ativa Sarish, you said that, oh, maybe menudu l'shamayim is different, that it's chamer, more severe, and you can't bring a riot to regular nida. And here you're saying the opposite? Says Gemara, yes, welcome to Safkale. Abai was in doubt, is it more lenient or is it more severe? So Zilhacha, when it came to regarding the permissibility of Tashma Shemitah, Kamatkale, he rejected and he says, yeah, maybe they were more lenient regarding Nidula Mokum, therefore they were allowed to have marital intimacy. But maybe regular one you were not allowed to. And Zilhacha, and here, when it came to regarding the obligation of Atifas Arash, Kamatkale rejected, saying, no, maybe there it's more severe, but maybe other ones would be more lenient. So therefore, yeah, he was able to reject the Raya. Says Yom Mitzray Ma'al B'Tashma Shemitah. What's halacha with Mitzray? Could he have marital intimacy? Says Yom Tashma Tzvinger Ad Tan Laglun Abraisa. Pas says VeYikra regarding the Mitzrayra. It says VeYasha Mechutz La'Alay. He should sit out of his tent, which is Sheheikim Menudu Kavul. That it should be like someone in Nidui and like a mourner. That is VeAsa B'Tashma Shemitah. That's forbidden to have marital intimacy. Where do you see that from the pasuk of VeYasha Mechutz La'Alay? Because VeEin Alay Ili Ishtay. When it says he should be out of his oil, it means to say that's referring to his wife. Where we find that the wife is called Ayel, Shemek says the person Devarim. Hashem said to Moshe Beinu after Maimon Har Sinai, Leich Amalem, go tell the Jewish people, although I had said they should separate from their wives before Matan Torah, Shuv Lechem Olechem, go back to your tents, meaning go back to your wives, Shema Minah. So obviously you see that a Mitzayra is forbidden to go ahead and have marital intimacy because it says that he has to be mechutz la'alay, which means away from his wife. It says the Gemara, okay, but nifshad nam le'menuda, but from the same brayso, you can resolve regarding menuda, because it said that he should be like a menuda and like an oval, and he's forbidden tashma shemitah. See, that menuda is forbidden tashma shemitah. So why didn't you resolve that of the menuda? It says the Gemara, no, Rav Huna, b'rei d'pinchas meshmeder b'yisur. He says, no, mikatani sha'aser. Does it say that he should sit mechutz la'alay, that it should be also like a menuda oval? No, it says sheyehik menuda k'aval. It should be like a menuda and a mourner, which is b'milach renasa. It could be regarding other things, and that also, but also not mitzvah b'tashma shemitah, and it's forbidden marital intimacy. But that's not necessarily that the menuda also has the prohibition of marital intimacy. So the Gemara brings another halacha. Oval in mishalech kabanaisim. A mourner cannot bring his sacrifice that he has to bring. The Tanakh Lunda Braisa. Pshim Naomi says the carbon is called shlamim, a peace offering, but it also means shalem, which means whole. Bismanshu shalem, it's only when the person is whole in his consciousness, where his mind is settled, but not when he's a mourner, when he lost a relative that day. Now the question is, could someone in the state of need to send his karbanos? So Rav Yisi says, Tashmat's being a raya. All those years when the Jews were in the midbar, they were menudin, yet we find that they brought karbanos. Well, Abaye says, what's the raya? But then menudin l'shamayim shani, maybe that they were excommunicated to heaven is different. The kill is more lenient, therefore they're able to bring. Maybe regular menudin cannot bring. So this is going to kill? Menudin l'shamayim is more lenient? But Amr Chamed, you said it on the previous discussion that it's most severe. So as we said before, no, Safuk Misafkla, he was in doubt. Umatkla, and he could reject either way and say it's not a raya. Could be it's more chomer, could be it's more kill. And what's with Mitzayir Ramay Shalech Kabbanasav? Could a Mitzayir bring his karbanas? So it's more Toshmat's being a raya, the time like learned a braisa. Pasik says in Yecheskel, which previously it said there in the Pasik that to the dead of a person, he should not come to make himself tummy, which the pasuk there is talking about a kohen. So it says, "V'acharei tahadasai," after he purifies himself, meaning "acha prishasim nemes," after he separated from the dead person. So then we count the 7 days of when he's being sprayed, which is that it says there in the pasuk, "Shivas yamim yisperulai." That 7 days they should count for him. Now, obviously, these are 7 other days they should count for him. Because from the fact that the Torah calls it a terminology of yisperulai, of counting, and it doesn't say the 7 days of spraying, which that's generally what you need, 7 days, which day three, day seven, you have to spray him to purify him from the mess. Obviously, elu zayin yemei sefirai. Just talking about something else. Not regarding the tumah of mess, but the 7 days of when he counts if he was a mitzayir, which he has to count 7 days after his purification from tzedas. And then subsequently only does it say Ubuyim Boyal Kodesh, and the day when he comes into the holy area, Alachatzar Panimit, to the inner court, to serve in the holy area, Yaakov Chatas, he'll bring his Chatas, which is, as the Gemara Ketina Tav of Tezayin Menav, Zuha Sirius Eivishali, this is the 10th of the Eifa that the Kohen Hedyot, the common Kohen, brings when he's inaugurated to start the Avod, like it says in Mikavav, Zer Korban Aaron of Onam Asher Kibla Hashem Boyim, he Moshech Oisei Asirius HaEifa, which the Gemara says in Menachat of Menav and Beis, what's Uvanav? To include that the Sirius HaEifa that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day, the Kohen Hedyot brings when he's inaugurated, which is not going on the Pasuk before, rather it's the Pasuk, it's a mitzvah in Kalman general that is saying there in Yechazkel, that's the Rebbe Yehuda. Now, Shimon Naim, he says, Nagir says, B'yim Baya Yaakov. What is it teaching us here in the Pasuk? On the day that he comes, he sacrifices, which is Bezman Shiro Labir, Rola Krava. The day that he's fit to come into the holy area is when he's allowed to bring his karbanas. Bezman Shiro Labir, when he's not allowed to come in, Ein Rola Krava, he's not fit to sacrifice. So obviously, that he could not have brought his karban of Asiris Ha'efa until he was purified from the tum of the mess. And so too, as the Pasuk is saying, where it says, Shivas Yam Yisperulai, which the 7 days he has to count from his Saras. And therefore you see that when he's a Mitzayra, just like by Tuma, that he cannot come in, so too by Mitzayra, he cannot go ahead and be back of his Karbanos either, just like the Halacha of an Aval.